Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest key to the Texans going up there and taking care of business this week?
I don't think it can be anything other than getting after the quarterback in a big-time way.
Okay.
And I say that for a couple of reasons. One, what was it, week two? Texans played Caleb Williams and the Bears. Week two, week three, one of those.
Week two.
You went after and you sacked Caleb Williams seven times. You made him turn the ball over twice.
They pressured Caleb Williams so many times they had next-gen stats confused.
That was the game in which Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter combined for 17 pressures on Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I know B. Scott wants it, and you know what? He damn sure better get it and should get it on Sunday. Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson's name being called a lot. They should be filling up the stat sheet. I have to believe that, not just because it's a rookie quarterback, but the Patriots' offensive line just lost their starting center a couple of weeks ago. They're on their fifth different iteration of a starting offensive line. With this pass rush that is generating a pressure 42% of the time against an offensive line that is almost allowing 50% of the time pressures on their quarterback, all right, come on, man. At some point in time, the Texans have got to do what they're supposed to do. Like, they were supposed to be able to beat a legitimate AFC contender, and they did that last week against the Bills. But in terms of, like, you know, the games within the game, you want to see position groups dominate specifically where they should. You want to see Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson and that pass rush flash. They should absolutely do that. I mean, any way you draw it up, it should happen. If the Texans are a touchdown favorite, I would put like that Texan D line against the Patriots offensive line as like a double digit point favorite, if that makes any sense. Like, they should hammer those guys.
I like it. I think there's I think that would make me feel really good. But I'm talking about the key to go up there and assure a victory.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at this matchup, and it is a huge advantage, Houston, obviously. And the only way for me, Sean, that the New England Patriots even stay in the game is if the Texans can't stop the run.
Good point, but Ramondre Stevenson is out officially on the injury report this week, and
there's no doubt they're obviously beat up. But here's the deal is. I think the Colts vacated the run, particularly the inside run, a little bit too early. Now, the Texans were in control of that in the second half, but I still think they wish they'd have done things differently early on. The Bears had no chance. The Minnesota Vikings did whatever the hell they wanted to do. The Jacksonville Jaguars are as dysfunctional as you can find. I love Doug Peterson. I like Trevor Lawrence. I don't know what the hell's going on, but they just can't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I think inside, Josh Allen and Cook were able to cook a little bit, especially early on, and in the third quarter when they were able to score 14 points. So,
right,
I think it's where the Texans are susceptible. I think there's still the jury's still out on interior wise between the tackles downhill. Can this team for four quarters stop the run? And the New England Patriots won. That's really the only choice they have offensively. They're going to do it because it's what they want to do. They're going to do it. They're going to do it because it's protecting a young quarterback. They're not going to quit on the run.
That's going to be
interesting
to watch.
They're not going to vacate the run.
Look, I know you sometimes have to take it, you know, as coach speak, and there's the gamesmanship element, you know, in a given week before you're about to play an opponent, but. But listen, man, the way that both sides have talked up Drake May this week, from the Texans' respect of him to what, you know, Gerard Mayo has, said about Drake May, that, hey, look, this is this is not just an effort to kind of make a change because we have to. Like, Jacoby Brissett ain't it. Like, they believe this guy's, like, ready to be a factor and to help them, play better football. And they have to play better football. They're averaging less than 13 points per game. Their offensive pass game is almost non-existent. They've got to be able to do it. And on a day in which Ramondre Stevenson, their leading rusher, who's averaging 4.6 yards per attempt, is not going to be available for you, you've got Antonio Gibson and then everybody else. Basically what the Houston Texans have gotten the last few weeks with no Damian Pierce and no Joe Mixon. They can't go into this game, the Patriots can't, and say, all right, we're going to protect our quarterback and just run the hell out of the ball, in which we've proven outside of Ramondre Stevenson, they can't really. And so I'm looking at Drake May to maybe be a little bit more of a factor than maybe a lot of people are anticipating.
Well, I'm sure they're going to try that, but at the end of the day, if I don't care who's healthy, who's not. At the end of the day, if the Texans don't allow the New England Patriots to run the football, and they force him to put the ball in the hands of Drake May, then this is going to be a landslide Texans win. The only way that this thing is even remotely close and interesting in the fourth quarter is if they find a way. Again, I don't care who it is. If they find a way to run the football, and turn good, great point, because if they're able to run the football, guess what that's going to do? That's going to give Drake May the opportunity through a very clear quarterback lens to hit him with that play action and make a big throw over the top. Or make two or three throws at the right time and the game's all of a sudden interesting. They should put their foot on their throat in the first half and walk away with it in the second. And if they don't stop the run, they're going to have a hard time doing it.
I'll even give you another one, because where you went with that, the Texans are amongst the worst teams in the NFL in tackling, in giving up yards after contact. I think they're 11th worst. So making that initial play is going to be huge. Yeah. And look, coming into Sunday, you should have a healthy Azeez Al-Shaire. Henry Toa's been good.
Great.
Okay. And again, like I said, we know what Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and this defensive line have been in terms at times of stuffing the run.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.